Good morning, everybody. You are on the Morning Rev call. On Tuesdays, we have Darren Sliva. He's also been a network marketing leader for many years and is a product of the products. He shares testimonials and has a lot of guests on. On Wednesdays, we have Chip Little John. He is our deep dive expert. He goes into the products, what's in them, why it's there, and what it can do for you, and also helps you to be able to share some of the deep science and the 17-syllable words in a way that are easy to share. Rich Cotter is on Thursdays, and he has a lot of guests, shares training in the business, how it works, and I'm on Fridays, and I also do business training, motivation, and the tech side. How does the website work? How does the compensation plan work, and trainings along that way? This week, I have a guest with me, Dave Gilday, and just a story about how I met him. 27 years ago now, I was living in California. I was engaged to be married to a wonderful young woman, and I had been working as a salesman, door-to-door salesman, and as inspector for a pest control company, and I found out that there were some bad things going on with my company, and couldn't get it redressed at my local office, so I went to my boss's boss, found out that the illegal thing they were doing was not a one-off in my office, it was company policy, and so I was fired about a month before my wedding. I was driving a company car, I was living in company housing, I was even wearing company clothes, and they took all of that away, and so I was essentially homeless in California. They kept all my commissions. I had a few hundred dollars, which was enough to buy some ramen noodles and the cheapest, ugliest, most broken down apartment, one bedroom apartment in California, in Sacramento. It was so bad, the only light in the entire apartment was in the bathroom or in the refrigerator. And if you opened the cupboards in the kitchen, you could look outside. It was not good. But I had been introduced to another company not too long before that, and really hadn't done a lot with it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it. And I asked Dave Johnson about, you know, being in a place where you just really didn't know anybody. How do you start? I didn't have any money, didn't even have a car. What am I going to do? And as Dave Johnson often does, I thought he hung up on me, but he called somebody else to put him on the phone, and that person was Dave Gilday. And Dave had moved across the country to start another business, didn't know anybody anywhere, and he was building a really successful business, all cold market with absolute strangers, and he had a simple script. And Dave had never met me. He was super busy. He was trying to do a lot of things. He had a lot of irons in the fire, but he took 30 minutes out of his day to talk to this 23-year-old kid living in California, and he taught me how to go up and talk to absolute strangers, get their attention, and make some inroads that might lead to me being able to eat something other than ramen noodles, and maybe, just maybe, be able to get enough money to get to my wedding. And it absolutely worked. I was absolutely terrified, but, he changed my life. Dave Gilday is an awesome guy. So, Dave, if you're on, go ahead and hit *6 so you can unmute yourself, and we'll just have a little conversation here about building dreams and
can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Welcome. I can hear you.
Well, thank you so much. The only thing I have to say about your story is I do not know how it could be 27 years ago when I'm only 29 now. So we'll
I know. Isn't that weird?
it's amazing. You're going to need to change your story, I think. So, do you want me to tell you want to do more?
A little introduction. Last night we did kind of a cold run through of a new presentation. And, it was pretty dry. We were essentially going off the slides in the PowerPoint, just putting through, and, in the future we're going to be adding guests, we're going to add new slides and stuff like that. But you made a comment about, you know, there really wasn't anything in there to get people to build dreams, and you had a good quote, and I thought we would just kind of start from there.
Okay, that would be great. So I have a little bit to say, but I'll start with that quote. So Art Williams is the person who started A.L. Williams, which you might know today as Primerica. They sell term insurance. I think they do more than that now. But Art started from zero, and in 10 years, his company, through network marketing and selling term insurance, was bigger than the number one and the prior number one and number two put together. So they were number one in volume. So he's an amazing man. And what he said, as people built the business and as people recruited, just like what we're doing, he said, our business is built around by building a vision that it's one half the mission. For us, that would be physical. What amazing stories and testimonials of products we have. So one half the vision, one half the mission and one half the dream. When you're building network marketing, there needs to be a dream component in that for people to go ahead and go through what it really takes to have a large team to be able to affect a lot of people for good. So you know, if to build this business, you're going to need to invite a lot of people. As Eric Worre says in his book, Go Pro, you help them. Our job is to invite people to become educated and understand what we have. And that can be from the physical side or whatever. The best way to do that is by using tools. The neat thing is we now have a tool. My favorite tool for this part of the business is The Right Time by Rich Carter. That tool basically goes through, has Rick Deitch in it, and is a 8-minute segment, and then goes through about why they would want to be part of our business and what the advantages are right now. Other tools, though, you know, as we take people from tool to tool, so we're not the message, we're the messenger. Other tools are Robin West's Tuesday Testimonial Call. It's a great tool, especially if they have some physical needs. Or we're building efficacy with our amazing technologies and products. Any of the conference calls in the morning can be a tool. I don't know if I'd use it as a first tool, but they can be a subsequent tool to help validate how powerful our business is and what it's doing. And now, on Thursday evening, which is what Chris was alluding to, we have a business presentation call. It's actually a Zoom call by Darren Silva and Chris, I think it is. Is that right? Did I get the name right? Two people. So we have that. So those are all tools. So the point is, it doesn't matter who we are. When we can point people to tools, the tools speak. So we become, again, not the message, but the messenger. And that lets us be more powerful because we can allow others to be able to tell the story better than I did. I actually did what Rich did. I didn't call it the right time. I called it something else. And I thought it was pretty good, but then Rich went ahead and produced a very similar thing, and I'm saying, okay, and I shut mine down. It's so much better. And so I use this tool because it's just a lot better. And I like using tools. I don't care whose they are. I just want results, right? So remember as you approach people, there are many kinds of hurting out there. You know, because of how powerful our technologies are, we kind of focus on the physical. But you know, there's the social hurt, there's financial hurt, there's mental hurt. And what's interesting is our business can help people in all of these areas. If you can target in and kind of know where people might be hurting, you know, as a recruiter, you need to be able to track different aspects. You can talk to them, and either you or a three-way call can explain how they can be made less hurt by being in this business. Now, for me, I'm going to tell you my story. So I was 36 years old when I bankrupted, and I had my own business, and I was done, and I moved to Salt Lake and took a job as a store manager. Now, I have 6 kids and a wonderful wife, and I will tell you that I have learned, if you're wondering, it takes an amazing amount of money to be dead busted kid broke when you have six kids. Okay? I mean, you have to make a lot just to be broke. And so, you know, we had a regular job, and I had the dream of making a network marketing. And before that particular job, I failed 8 times in network marketing. I lost $80,000, means that I, you know, went full time or whatever, and it didn't work for me, and so I used up what savings I had, and I can track the money, you know, the money that I didn't make. Certainly I learned about a number of things. Then I was approached one more time there in Salt Lake, and I say one more time, I was approached, and I decided I would try this one more time. And for the first time, my wife really wouldn't support me. She supported me in all my other business adventures. But this one, she said, you know, all I've seen is us getting hurt by network marketing. But there was a difference. The difference was there was a process. There was skills that were defined that we could do. We had that in the business. We have running the basics, and we have the ability to teach skills. There are people in our business who can teach you whatever skills you want to learn to be able to do it, and we have the skills defined. We call that running the basics. You can get that in the BB training. So, I took a look. I decided to go ahead and get started part-time because I had a job, right? And I was given a vision of what I could do. I mean, I always wanted to do good, right? But I just never had. Well, I went ahead and later that year, I got fired. And I went ahead and went full-time. It was really scary, so I don't recommend that. Part-time is the best way to build this, okay? But I worked my butt off, and so within a year, I was making $8,000 a month by the end of that year, and was what we call a platinum in the business that I was in. And from then on, my income went like $96,000, then $132,000, then $182,000, then $185,000 per year, working 15 to 20 hours a week. Now, the amazing part of the story is that while I was helping people, we had some very powerful, physically alleviating problem products. It's the same in the meeting. Our people all the time wanted to focus just on the physical, and that's wonderful. But if they want to really help a lot of people and build, then we need to also focus on the dream part. What is it a person can be, do, and have? And that's what initially interested me into that business and into networking and into success. It just interested me in the being. I love what our products do. I love helping people. I have a heart as big as the outdoors. But I also like to help people become free financially because I know what the burden there is. I know what being in bondage there is. And I'll tell you, it's a different kind of hurt, but it hurts just as much. So because of networking, I was able to work 15 or 20 hours a week. I was able to raise my six biological kids with my wife. I was there for them. I was at every game. We have four boys. It's a good thing I was home because when things started to hit the fan, I was two doors down for Jane to come and say, I need your help. And I was right there because I was able to work from home. And so in conclusion, networking for me has been the most amazing business. And then here I am, I'm on my last deal, okay? I'm 65 years old on my last deal, and I was blessed, along with you, to have this amazing technology, these products that help people. We have an amazing ownership of the company who actually really care about us, which is not always the case. We have an amazing time. I mean, we haven't even had our launch yet. That's it. Our product that's already been proven to sell. Rick tells us that they were moving 80,000 every month of the Cell Defender. So it's not one. We're not wondering whether people like it. We already know that. So we have everything it takes here, and we'll focus. If you want to build a big business, remember that one has the mission. And you have to build the vision and the dream of what people can do, be, or have. And if you'll do that, you'll get people who will stay and help a lot of people and run the course and go to business. That's all I got.
Absolutely. That is so great. And I like what you said there at the end, people who will stay. For a lot of people, I think we get built up to a kind of a false expectation of things, not just network marketing, but just life in general. You know, we've got kids that are spending a lot of money, putting in a lot of work and a lot of time graduating from college, and now where's my great job? I was promised I was going to have this wonderful job, and it doesn't appear out of nowhere, and, you know, that it's a big shock to the system, and, you know, there's depression and anxiety and all of this fear. You know, what did I do? And, you know, some people get into a business like this, and they think that, you know, the box is going to show up with the products and a bunch of money and a bunch of people to work with. You know, it isn't just an automatic quick thing. And so if they don't have a big dream, a big vision to get past the hard parts, you know, when somebody says no, when your brother-in-law says, you know, this is a crazy deal, your mom doesn't sign up with you, you know, whatever it is, if you don't have that big dream, that big vision, that big goal, that means more than, you know, the pain of rejection or, you know, a tough day, people don't stay. And so I think that's one of the biggest things we need to do is to build that dream within people so that they can see just how big and wonderful they are compared to what maybe, you know, they've kind of been beat down by the world to feel that they just don't deserve those big, great things. You know, Dave, thank you so much for being on the call with me. You know, I really, you know, it was exciting. I'd never met you face-to-face until Utah at Doug Dickey's house. And so all of that time, I always remembered that one phone call. You know, I made thousands of phone calls that first year, but I remember that one. So it made a big difference for me. You helped me build the dream that you know, a guy walking around with a backpack, no car, in California could go and meet strangers and get them to talk to me. And that really was a big thing. So thank you again for being on the call. Just want to make sure everybody knows tomorrow morning, Dave Johnson Zoom. If you go to AviniHealthTraining.com, the list of all of our calls, Zooms, and events are in there with the numbers, the links, the passcodes, all of those things. But Neil Roth and Rick Deisch are going to be on talking about our new product, the new Avini Fiber. And you don't want to miss that one. Get people on that call. So if you have people in your group that maybe have been a little inactive, invite them, get them on that call. If you've got new people who are looking at this, get them on that Zoom. Let's just have everybody there so that we can launch this new product and really get going into next month so that we can have a whole bunch of people crossing the stage in Las Vegas with shiny new ranks under their belts. So I'd like to see a whole bunch of people at the Ruby Luncheon. So thanks, everybody, for being on the call. Does anybody have a question or comment for me or for Dave before we go? Hit star 6.
Thank you for the sharing. It was a wonderful story I heard. I think you are angels among angels at this time. It was so nice to hear, Chris, you mentioned of someone long ago give you a, lend you a helping hand. So now today you are extending your helping hand to all other people. I think this is a good thing that we're doing now because if any product can help save the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Sorry, hold on. When you said you were living in, you had no car and you were living in a really bad spot in California and you had no money and you were getting married soon, what was the first thing you said when you were talking, so you approached strangers? How did you know what to say or what did you say in order to generate interest in what you were selling? So that you could get on your feet again.
Okay, so this was back in the day of cassette tapes, and I had a cassette tape that I was able to buy for 70 cents called What If? And I had several copies of it, and I'd made several copies, because back in the day we had those boom boxes with the double cassette, and you could get a blank cassette and put in one side and copy them. So I had those, and the product I was selling had like an easy demonstration that you could do that people would react to very quickly. And essentially the script was, I was mainly going into businesses, and I would go into the first person who I saw with the T-shirt for the business, and I'd walk up to them and say, hey, is your manager here? And if they said yes, I'd ask to speak to the manager. If they said no, I'd say, well, that's great, because they probably wouldn't want me to talk to you. I'm representing a multi-billion-dollar Japanese company that's just come into the U.S. marketplace, and we're looking for people who know how to work on a team, who care about people and are interested in making a little bit of extra money. Is that you? And so it was just that question, and if they showed any positive interest at all, as long as they didn't, you know, try to kick me out of the store, I would do the demonstration. It would take 30 seconds. It would show them what the product did. It was our cheapest product we had. And when they reacted to it, I would pull out that 70-cent cassette tape, and I say, please listen to this, and I'll come back tomorrow. And that was it. And I had 100 copies of that tape, and I would pass it out, all those copies of tapes, until they were gone. And then I'd go back through, and I had a little notebook with everybody's name in it and where they, which strip mall they worked in. And, you know, I just walked the soles off my shoes, going back and forth, and, you know, I sold enough of this, you know, $49 product to make around $2,000 in 4.5 weeks, and that was enough for a plane ticket and more rent.
Oh, wow.
And I just rinsed and repeated, and, you know, eventually a few of them did more than just buy product. Some of them saw a big change in their health. And they're, well, you know, what about this team thing you talked about? What about the billion-dollar things you talked about? And it just went from there. And a few people signed up and became distributors for me. And it really is just a process of meeting people, doing anything to spark the interest. Now with the Vini, what I do, people love to complain. My feet hurt. My back hurts. You know, the kids are sick again. You know, whatever it is, you know, I hate my job. I can't go there another day. And I just have a conversation. You be compassionate with them. And a lot of times, you know, if they're dealing with a pain issue, I'll say, you know, I just met this great guy. He lives down in Texas. The guy's 6'10". He's huge. But he walked around without a hip bone for, you know, over a decade. And he's tried this new product. You just shared it with me. That's made out of cobra venom. But he uses it, he swears by it, it does not hurt at all, and I've used it for a few aches and pains. Everybody knows that I associate with, that I used to kickbox, and that I've been a contractor for years, and so I'm up and down ladders, swinging a hammer, carrying heavy things, getting tools dropped on me from the ladder from the other guy, and you know, just whatever it is, and I share a little bit with them, and most of them are like, oh, that's nice, and that's the end of it. But a few of them go, well, yeah, I'd love to try that, and you just go from there.
And they try it by buying it. You don't, do you demo it? Do you demo the pain relief, the plus relief?
I usually will have a little bit of the gel, like one of the gel tubes, and I'll tell them that, you know, for most people this takes, you know, put it on 3 or 4 times a day for 3 or 4 days, and it should slowly bring down your pain. But some people react really quickly. Darren Sliva, you know, it was 40 minutes for him, so I'm, you know, here, go ahead and take the try a little bit. I have a video that I want to share with you about how the product came to be. Can I send that to you? Just, you know, put your number in my phone. And so I'm not expecting them, and usually they don't buy right there. But that lets me set up. They know I'm going to send them something. They know I'm going to call them back. And, of course, some people are going to ghost me. But a lot of them are going to be polite about it and say, oh, you know, I didn't have time to watch that. And I says, well, do you have 10 minutes right now? Okay, yeah. Okay, go ahead and watch it, and I'm going to call you back in 10 minutes. And you just process through that. And you will have to go through a lot of people. It is a job. We're building a business. It does take work. You know, I'm building 2 houses right now. And so I have usually from 7 in the morning till 10 or 11 at night, I'm working. But in that time, I still make a couple dozen phone calls a day. You know, lunch break, there's a few calls, 15-minute break, waiting for somebody to do something else, driving from one point to another. I can make 5-10-minute calls really easy.
Okay, what I think I'm not doing right is I'm actually calling more than texting and emailing. And my wording...
It depends on the age group. You know, people who are 35 and older, phone calls are great. Younger, I do a lot of texting. But, yeah, it's...
I think I'm asking the wrong question.
It's more interactive, yeah.
If you want to leverage your time, you'll call.
Okay, because I think I'm making the wrong statement to them or question to them. I'm giving them an easy way to say yes or no.
The beating training, Rich has put three scripts in there. One of those scripts is really similar to what Chris just said. And so if you don't know a person really well, you can just, you know, you can just use that. So there's three scripts there that you can look at and then use your, you know, you can tailor it to you. But that could work. But just know that, on the phone is much more powerful than texting and emailing, at least on the initial. Follow-ups, you can do what you choose, but on the initial, it just really is.
Okay, I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to get on the phone. But so far, since I've joined, I joined when we opened, and I got great results with the product. Now I'm out of money, so I can't get the. I'm going to be getting the product again soon, but I've been out of the product because I'm living in. A lot of things have happened just recently to me, and like everybody, like your story, you know, I didn't know that you came from nothing. At one point, with the whole looking through your cabinets and you could see outside, makes me feel a little better because I thought I ever had a bad. I lost my husband 3 years ago, and then recently I just got diagnosed with muscle neurological shakiness disease or disorder or whatever issue. And I'm 70 years old, and my husband's gone. My son works all the time. We live in two places, in a place where it's probably too expensive in St. Thomas and Virgin Islands, but we've been here since 1976. I've been here. So I have no other place to go, and I'm stuck, kind of. But I love a VE product. It's just now being able to get that order placed every month and have the money to do it. And so, like, right now I'm out of product, and when I was using the product, the shakiness was much relieved. And a lot of the problems I was having. Now, of course, I'm the square one. And I have the low on, but I have to be careful with how much I use before I start to run out of it, before I can order it again. So it's just like, I have no car, because my car died. I'm living in a bad area in the island. It's just a such thing. And that's my story. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's going to be a great story to tell, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, when you're a diamond making tons of money and, you know, you're living in a good area. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, very, very few people are in that situation where they're living in the awesome place. People go around, you know, with a smile on their face, looking like everything's great, but when they're home, they're looking for something, they're waiting for something, because the vast majority of people, you know, they talk about the one percenters with all the money. There's a lot more of the other side of that. And so probably, you know, 75% of the people that you pass buy at the grocery store are looking for something, even if they don't know it. And it's just, it's our job to be attractive enough, creative enough, energetic enough to show them, even if you're not where you want to be yet, you're moving in that direction, and some people will come and walk with you. And that's really all you're looking for. It's just a few people who go, you know, I think she's onto something, and I want to go there too. And so just you know, share the positive far more than the negative. You know, when you're telling your story, Tell them about the good benefits that you got. Share other people's stories. You know, I've told Thane Shively's and Darren Sliva's stories 99 times more than my own story, because I was really healthy when I joined. Physically, financially, I needed this. I don't have a grew my arm back kind of story for this, but I have a lot of friends who've had great stories, and so I share those and just keep everything as positive as possible.
Chris,
Hey, I
wanted to pipe in there because I was listening to everything, and honestly, when you're first reaching out to somebody, it's probably best to pick up the phone and call them to let them hear your excitement. Because if you send somebody a text and you might be in a great mood, the person reading it might not be and take it totally wrong. So the best thing to do is to pick up the phone and call them, or if you're in person, just share your excitement, because people are drawn to that and they need to hear it. Because that's what created a lot of interest when I first got involved, because when I got those product results with the Plus Relief, I told everybody, because everybody, all my, you know, good friends, a lot of people that know me, knew my situation, knew my history. They say that, you know, 37 plus years worth of pain is gone. They were blown away. So people need to hear your excitement.
You're right, Jared. The problem I'm having
is I don't text them the whole story. I text them to say, hey, can I call you right now? That's pretty much it.
Exactly.
Or, you know, I've got something to share with you. Do you have time tonight? You know, that's the kind of text I'm sending. I'm not sending a story.
Uh-huh. Just right now, if I see them in person, I'm not walking. Like, right now, I'm having a lot of difficulty with walking. And, I mean, I'm really just, I look like Jack Wombell.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm 170. But, like I said, I'm going to be ordering my products hopefully very soon. And I'll get back on the right track, and I'll never run out again if I can help it. They work.
Yep. If you can help five people enjoy a product, then you'll make enough to buy yours.
Okay.
You help enough people get what you'll get what you want in return.
I hear you.
Well, we're here to help. We've shared our numbers in the past. I am happy to do three-way phone calls to help with that. So if you don't have it, it's 509-990-3384.
I don't have a pen, and I shake too much when I'm trying to write it, so it'll be on the...
I'll put it on WhatsApp.
Okay, that's good. Thanks, Chris.
You can come. I'm always available for three-way.
Yeah, I know. And I love listening to you, Jared. The whole team. I mean, Dave Johnson, I've known forever, because I was in that company that everybody was in a long time ago that's been around forever and ever. And, but I was never able to get very far with it. So I thought it was me. My Paul
is arrested. Is this Stephanie?
Yes. Is this Robin?
Stephanie. If Robin, yeah, can I comment? Do you mind if I kind of put in a reaction?
Of course.
Okay, sweetheart. Yeah, I just want to say, I know you know we all love you, and we would love to see you succeed tremendously, and we would love to see you be able to change your situation. Can I give you a little help, just all of us, and I'm saying this to myself, too. I think one of the biggest things that I have to work on is to realize that I am a messenger, and my situation is not, I need to kind of get, and this is very hard to do, Stephanie, when you're in the situation you're in, not making light of what you're going through, but if you can get yourself out of yourself part of the day, in fact, in other words, just like, if you can take, even though you're going through what you're going through, if you can look at other people and know that you have a message, no matter where you are, what you're going through, you have this fantastic message, and who may come into your life or your mind or your thoughts that you could gift this gift to them of a Vini, and it could change their life, even though you're not where you want to be yet. So on your journey to getting where you want to be financially, physically, mentally, spiritually, right, you're going to be still being able, you have the gift to offer someone, and you do not have to be in a perfect position. And from Chris's story, we all heard where he came from. He went outside of where, his circumstance, outside of where he was broke, you know, a lot of things common with you, right? And he's young. I mean, he's in his 20s, so who's going to listen to him, right? But he didn't let that stop him. And this is, I'm preaching to myself here, okay? This is encouraging for me today, too. And so I just want to say, if you can get out of yourself, part of the day, it's very hard when you're dealing with that, but get out of yourself and realize there are millions of people out there in the world and in on your island, but you're not limited to your island because
no,
of
I know.
Home. Right? So you can reach out anywhere you want. Right now we're in the U.S. and Canada. And you can share this gift, and there are millions of people out there, guys, that are waiting and have the money right now. They're not in your same position. Don't limit them because of what your position is. And it's the same with all of us. We, you know, we tend to do that, and it's just a human thing. And so that's part of the growth of network marketing, which is so exciting, is that you have this gift, and it doesn't matter where you are. You get to share it with people, and they may need it, like, right now. So don't let your limitations limit who you share with, because they may be able to get going and get some results, and then that's going to help you, encourage you, and it's going to grow you, and then it's going to bring in some financial so you can buy your own each month. So just don't limit yourself by what your limits. Don't let the things, your circumstances limit you to sharing the gift and experiencing the joy of everything that comes along with Avenia. It's not just finances, of course, but you need that right now, so that's fun. But try to take your focus off of your finances right now and think about who can I help, who can get, whose life can change, like what happened to Darren or Chris or Dave or anybody that you're listening to on the calls. Get on the calls, take one testimony out of each call that you hear, and go share it with someone. Oh my goodness, I just heard this on the call. I thought of you. I don't know if it's for you or someone you know, but maybe you could get some hope in your life.
See, and then you said,
and Stephanie, you have a testimony. You don't have to tell people you're out of product right now. You're on the phone. They can't see you shaking. You know that the product works for you, and it helps your shaking, right? That's the truth. You can share that. You do not have to say, well, I'm out of product now, so I'm shaking again. You don't have to say that. It's okay. You're sharing the truth and the gift. And go on and then just start getting to a point where you can get your own product and get that result yourself, too, because you know it's there. You know it's truth. I hope that helps.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much, Robin.
Stephanie, there's one more thing I want to throw out there. I'm sorry, Chris, your call's going forever here, but and this is for everybody, is to have a thought in your head at the beginning of the day, who's going to be lucky enough to run into me today? We have an amazing solution for everybody. Who's going to be lucky enough to run into me today? Give them a gift.
Yes, good idea. So my problem being, I wish I was out more right now. I'm dependent on a friend of mine who's now sick. She's been taking me to my doctor to get to the bottom of the pie problem, and she just got really sick, and she's like 15 years older than I. She's 85. And so I'm praying that a car comes through soon. I mean, out of nowhere, a friend of mine that I know, not that long, gifted me a queen-size bed. I was sleeping on a sweet sofa bed. It was so bad that my back was always bad, and I couldn't get in a proper position, along with the shakiness and whatever, and whatever, whatever. But things do happen, just that I guess I'm getting impatient because I'm in this hot house right now, in a hole where I live. It's so hot. But I've got to change my thoughts. I know. I know what I have to do. It's just sometimes when you feel so sick and terrible, it's just hard to do it.
Greatness is coming your way.
Yeah, you can do it. We're all behind you. We're willing to help, and really it is about just moving forward, even if it's a half a step a day. As long as you're moving in the right direction, you'll eventually get where you want to be. And it's really easy to see the bad stuff. I mean, there a lot of times sitting in that dark apartment when nobody talked to me in a day, where I literally got kicked out of businesses. You know, but I felt like I was going to lose, and it was hard to stay positive. But, you know, I just had something to look forward to, and I focused on that. And, I grew up on a farm, and we used horses for a lot of things, and they had these things called blinders that essentially it's like a little mask, and it covers the peripheral vision of the horse so that they pretty much just can see what's in front of them. And, you know, horses are really skittish, and I can't remember the name of the movie, but there was a dog, a cartoon, and it had this collar that let it speak, you know, English, and it constantly was interrupting itself to look to the side and yell squirrel. If you're trying to get a horse to go one way and it's looking at every sound everywhere and turning its head all the time, your furrows that you're trying to plow into the field are all crooked, and sometimes you'll run into something you don't want to run into. A lot of times we have to just consciously put blinders on and say, you know, there are a thousand things going wrong around me, but there's some place I have to be. And so you just look forward, go forward. It doesn't matter what used to happen. It doesn't matter what may happen. You're trying to make something happen. And so just have, you know, faith that this works. It's working for other people. You have the ability, the capacity that you were born with and that you've developed over your entire life to do something great. And there's things that are untapped in you, but you have to keep looking forward and just go towards the thing you want, because you've probably heard this before, but whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're concentrating on, you will be drawn to that and it will be drawn to you. So if, you know, if I'm worried about the bills I can't pay, I'm going to see those envelopes every second. But if I'm thinking about the person that I'm going to help, even if I don't know what their face looks like, I'm going to run into somebody and they're going to say something that's going to trigger my ability to share a meeting with them. And so, you know, I think that's the best advice I could give, is to try and just look at the positive thing you want, even if, you know, the house is on fire around you. You know, don't look at the fire, look at the door. And go out the door. And so, you can probably hear I'm driving down the freeway now. I'm ready to go swing a hammer. But thanks everybody for being on the call. Be sure that you're on the call tomorrow, the Zoom with Dave. And, you know, make sure that you can get a few people on with you. This is a wonderful thing to share, a brand new product. It's going to really explode your business. If you've been fortunate enough, if you've worked hard enough to build a team, when a new product comes out, it's one of the biggest boosts that your business can have. Make sure people know it's there. Go tell everybody. So, again, thanks everybody for being on the call. Thank you, Dave and Darren and Robin and Stephanie for sharing. They really did make it a better call. And we will see you tomorrow and again on Monday. So, thanks everybody.
Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate all your time spent with me, Chris, Darren, Bob, and...
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your time. I know you have questions, so please get with the person who shared this information with you and get all of your questions answered. We invite you to join the Avini family to make a difference through natural healing.